This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Сьогодні я хотів би підтримати всі ті наші міста і громади.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that Russian shelling killed three civilians in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. He called the shelling brutal terrorist attacks. Ukraine recaptured Kherson in November after nearly 8 months of occupation by Russian forces, who seized it soon after the start of the large-scale invasion. The area is now almost under constant bombardment from Russian forces on the opposite side of the Dnipro River. British military officials say Russian forces have advanced into the eastern city of Bakhmut. It's a key target of Moscow's offensive that has brought staggering casualties, but they risk further harsh losses if they push ahead. The British Defense Ministry said Ukraine's destruction of key bridges and its ability to fire from fortified buildings in western Bakhmut has made the city's center a killing zone. Cyclone Freddy pummeled Mozambique on Saturday, killing one person, ripping roofs off houses, and triggering a lockdown in one port town, according to local media. This came 2 weeks after 27 people died when the storm first made landfall. Freddy is one of the strongest storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere. It started sweeping onshore by 10 p.m. local time, according to satellite data, after hours of battering the southern African coast with rain. It was the second time the cyclone struck the country since it was named, after being spotted near Indonesia on February 6th. More than 1,000 migrants were brought ashore in southern Italy on Saturday. Coast Guards had launched major rescue operations for three boats struggling in rough seas off Calabria. One vessel brought 584 people to the city of Reggio Calabria. More than 4,000 people have reached Italy since Wednesday, compared to 1,300 for the whole of March last year. VOA News. Demonstrators took to the streets of Paris on Saturday to protest a plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In the new round of protests, determination remained high, although crowds were smaller than in the past. Police clashed with troublemakers in several cities, but especially in Paris, where some intruders set fires to piles of trash along the march route, prompting fire brigades to come and extinguish the flames. The protest marches coincided with the Senate debate on the government's pension reform bill, where the clock was ticking to meet a vote deadline before the legislation moves to the next step in a complex process. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, is reportedly scheduled to testify Monday before a Manhattan grand jury. The grand jury is investigating hush money payments made on the former president's behalf. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Michael Cohen emerged from a day-long session Friday at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office with not a lot to say.
I'm going to be taking a little time now to stay silent and allow the DA to build their case.
Cohen is considered a key witness as prosecutors close in on a decision on whether to seek charges against Trump. They appear to be looking at whether Trump committed crimes in arranging payments to two women to keep them from going public about alleged affairs, or in how those payments were accounted for at the Trump Organization. Trump blasted the probe on social media again Friday. Prosecutors this week invited Trump himself to testify before the grand jury. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. educators around the country are expressing concerns for their school kids who are no longer getting free lunches as food prices soar. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Food Research and Action Center says the number of meals served in schools at the end of last year, when everyone was back from the pandemic, jumped dramatically. But now a federal program providing free lunches has ended, and there are new concerns about hungry children who will struggle trying to learn. The government says more than 9 million children in the U.S. are food insecure, and advocates worry that with reductions to pandemic-related food assistance programs for households and for schools, kids will go hungry in the next few months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japan marked the 12th anniversary of the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster on Saturday, commemorating the loss of more than 2,000 people and thousands of homes rendered uninhabitable by radiation. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida attended a memorial event in Fukushima, taking part in a minute's silence to remember those who died. Marissa Milton, VOA.